Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You, Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org. We're in the third segment of Talk of the Town and talking a lot about Project Independence and services and the connecting people to the right service. And, you know, Otto, you were saying right before break, you're so right. It's just one of the things that stands out with Project Independence, and probably the most important and thing that no one else really has anywhere that I've ever really experienced, and I've been to a lot of, you know, aging in place conferences, is there really is one call. It's the one call. If you need transportation services, or if you need a social work, or if you're something's going on at home, you need financial help, the power's out. If you're not in North Hempstead, you wind up calling like individual agencies or programs. Or when you call us, when you call Project Independence, we either can provide that service, you know, or connect you to the right partner. So you're not determining, you know, who am I going to call for this? And do I have to wait for a caseworker? Can I do this? When you're calling Project Independence, you know, where your navigator, like I remember early on in this, there was like a navigator program that did a lot of work like that. But we really can help you navigate through so much bureaucracy.
Yeah, and it's if you don't even know what you need.
Right.
You know, frankly, I think is like great too, you know, because it's sometimes you're not even aware, you know, you're in whatever kind of crisis or situation and you just know, like, I need help.
Right.
You know, and I think, you know, and this is like a special shout out to the 311 call center, because we always say, you know, we're brother and sister in this whole thing. And it's just such a wonderful partnership. And the fact that, you know, there is a level of accountability, you know, that, you know, you make this phone call and it's marked and it's, we could look up on it and follow up on it. So it doesn't get lost. You know, I remember our former supervisor, John Kamen, making a statement about that, you know, listen, Hugh, you can give him a message and he had 10,000 post-it notes on his desk and God only knows the fate of the post-it note, you know, but the fact that it's in this system, you know, where you can, you know, no one gets lost, I think is so wonderful. Yeah. And, you know, really makes it comforting, you know, that you can do that. So it's,
I remember that.
It's a special program.
If you call me and tell me there's a pothole on your street, no, even though I know you're
aware. Yeah, like you're right. You mean well.
Post note is going with a million other post-it notes.
Yeah.
Well, 311, it's tracked, monitored. There's a time limit, deadline, and
right. It
has to be answered.
No, and that's what just makes the program, you know, very, very special. And North Hempstead, super special and unique. You know, I want to also give a shout out that tonight you could actually catch, it's airing again, is the North Hempstead Thanksgiving special. It's going to be on, you know, the town, whatever your channel is, whether it's Verizon or Optimum, but it's going to be on today at 4 p.m. Or you can watch it on the town's website as well for the TV station. And it was really, you know, John, Ryan, and myself were able to be the interviewers. And it was really a special, nice thing. Because like I said, we got a little glimpse into each town board member's kind of traditions and memories. And everything was different. And that's what we were saying, you know, as all of us were just, everyone's got your own kind of spin and what Thanksgiving means to you. And it was really, really, really nice. And I encourage everyone, and I've been getting really great feedback from it. So it's, I encourage people to look at it. It's nice. And like I said, just watching it, whether you're home, and it just makes you think of your own memories and stuff. And I think it's certainly important to kind of get those positive thoughts in your brain. So,
you know, just to go back to where you were going, Rebecca, to me, the beautiful thing about it is it goes from the simple to the complex. And that is as far as if you call 311, it doesn't have to be for Project Independence, but it could be for Project Independence. And it could be for something as small as you now physically have a problem changing light bulbs. you know, I can't reach, I can't go on a ladder, I can't, and my lights are going out one at a time, and I'm down to where I have very few lights left. That's simple, yes, for people who have no problem fixing a light bulb. And then it can go all the way up to things like taking care of somebody who has cancer during COVID, or there's abuse problem going on in my family, physical, mental, financial, whatever, or we've been scammed. You know, you can go from the very simplest stuff to the most complex stuff, and find somebody who can help. You know, there's nothing wrong with getting help. You know, we all need help.
Right.
And it's information, you know, and that's what's nice too, is listen, you can call up, and no one's saying, you know, it's like we said earlier, it's being your own advocate and being educated in, you know, all things to make your life better. No one's saying you have to join any of these, maybe it's not right for you. You know, we're just here to kind of work, you know, work it through with you and give you the information. And then you're able to kind of see what you want to do with it.
One of the things that, you know, we used to say a lot early on is people were kind of, they don't want to call government for help, seniors, or it's not even help. It's assistance.
Yeah, that's right.
These are your this is your money. You're getting services because your taxes. But this is an aging in place initiative. A lot of times people were afraid to call, like, oh, we're going to take them from their homes. No.
Yeah, it took us a long time back, right? To like get over that kind of, I mean, it's a little more, you know, understood now what Project Independence is. But I remember in the beginning, that was something that was real.
We had to say that so many times. This is an aging in place initiative. Our goal is to help you stay in home. And another thing about the calls, calling the town, Otto, as you know, people will call maybe for something else. And, you know, something else is flagged, you know,
right.
Like
absolutely.
Someone who called Sherry, all that, this happens frequently, a senior calls for food shopping. And, you know, back before COVID, we had particular days where you could shop in a certain region. So maybe somebody, you know, from New Hyde Park, it calls, you know, for a ride. And we're like, oh, you know, today, you can go on Tuesday and Thursday. And they say, oh, all right, but I don't have any food. Okay, so that's a flag. You have no food, and you don't drive. Well, you know, that's, you know, there's multiple reasons that you could have no food, you know. Maybe you just ran out and you weren't thinking. Or, you know, maybe you don't have money, or, you know, someone is not taking care of you the way they're supposed to. So at that point, that's a flag for Sherry. She's the mobility manager, you know, she would then get in contact with Paula and say, hey, you know, I just have a little concern. Senior called, has no food. And then, of course, we always would make an exception and get her to food shopping. I mean, that wouldn't even be a question at that point. But, you know, there's a flag. So sometimes people call for one reason and then other things happen. Or, you know, it can be as simple as saying, hey, you know, we can help you with this. And they don't even, you know, they don't even know. And sometimes it's a temporary thing too, like using medical transportation. Maybe you're having a procedure, you know, you can't drive, so you call for the transportation. Maybe it's a one-time thing, you know? So it's the whole gamut from, you know, anything, you know, from transportation or signing up.
No, and it's even to, you know, across departments in North Hempstead. You know, I think about that all the time. I mean, how many times does, you know, the building department or someone, you know, whether, and like, you know, everyone has become so familiar with Project Independence, you know, so when it's like a senior issue, you know, we get like a call, you know, and it's nice. And I think that's important to remember too, is like, I think it's really having a program like this in North Hempstead certainly gives you a reason to be thankful for living in North Hempstead and being part of this program, because, you know, not to toot our own horn, but you know, the people I work with, and I think Otto could attest to this, is are really dedicated to wanting to help, you know, and I think that's what makes the program as special as it really is, because there's people who, you know, we're emotionally invested in this program ourselves, and it's been around so long. And like we said, this program takes you throughout life. I mean, some people who start in their 60s, you know, onward, you know, so you kind of go through this journey of growing in life together. I mean, I think about myself, I was 20, 24, I think,
but when you started.
I started. I mean, I'm only 25 now. No, I'm kidding. But I was like 24, you know, so it's been, you know, a huge growing part of my life, you know, and all these women I work with have been there for all kinds of things. We've all been part of each other's happy times, sad times, you know, celebratory times. So I think that's what makes it so special. And that's what I always want people to know. And in being on that call that I had said earlier about all these different agencies, you hear people like who are really just want to do good and they want to help. And I think that, you know, it's certainly a time a lot of us can be skeptic of, you know, all these different things in life. You know, you hear all these, we're so inundated all the time, but you know, there are good people out there that are wanting to help you. And especially during this time, trying to get creative about how to help you. So I think it's important to reach out and make, because it will make your life better. You know, at the end of the day,
yeah.
It's,
you know, I'm a volunteer, and I can tell you straight, I don't sell Project Independence. I'm not on commission.
They don't pay you for that. No.
But I have not run into, and go right from Judy Bosworth on down, I have not run into one person who's marginal, even in terms of their sincerity about this program and their willingness to want to make it really work and help people. And the development of relationships with community partners is critical. If that didn't happen, this program wouldn't exist. You know, reality is Project Independence does a certain amount of stuff, but for the most part, the most of the work, and I have no number, but I'll pick a number, 90% of the work is really handled through the social workers and the nurses who lead you to community partners who are beneficial to you. And you know, I don't understand. I've talked to friends of mine and can't get them to even think about using the program when they should. I don't get it. You know, why not? You know, it doesn't cost anything. It's not a charity. It's a way of life that can be improved.
And you don't pay for it with your taxes.
Right. You're paying school taxes and you don't have any kids in school anymore. So you might as well, you know, see, you know, and Project Independence works very hard at, you know, kind of having something for everyone. You know, that's something that, you know, as the years went on, we really wanted to always do. Because like I said, it goes from 60 onward, you know, so a 60-year-old is going to be want to be active. So they might take an exercise class or something, you know, or volunteer. I mean, the outpouring of volunteer support we got, especially when COVID hit and everyone wanted to help out with the telephone reassurance. And I think that's really, really nice. And it's important that everyone's up for suggestions all the time too. So it's, but I just wanted to give a quick, I know we're approaching a break, but we had mentioned the importance of technology, and a couple of weeks ago we had on the Oat Center, and they actually have a hotline for any technology question. They said for us to give it out to North Hempstead seniors, 920-666-1959. So if you have a tech question, give them a call.
And I guess we have to take a break. And then I think we're coming back for our final segment. Is that
our
possible?
Final segment.
Unbelievable. We will be back with Project Independence and You, Talk of the Town.